These grids are designed to be stable and have got lots of protection built into them for what the engineers feel as credible events. Now, if something which is very uncommon occurs, they may not have been able to engineer that into the system.
One of the bits of speculation, of course, is that this is some kind of cyber attack from Russia or China or whichever of the many states that people might be thinking about. What reassurance can you give us about the Manx network?
I think, you know, you have to take into account that that's a possibility. I would say on the Manx grid, that's hopefully a very low possibility. We keep our SCADA systems, the systems that control our grid, very separate from anything that even approaches the internet. So cybersecurity is really important. We drill that into our staff. We've got all the systems in place to maintain cybersecurity. So hopefully the probability of such, you know, a malicious attack like that is going to have little impact on our grid. But that's the point of decent protocols and making sure you've got your eyes wide open.
And there is always going to be a risk, isn't there, that someone doesn't follow a procedure or something happens and something gets into the system that you weren't expecting.
You're absolutely right, which is why we're always doing cyber training. We're always maintaining the message to people about what to do, how to deal with malware and not to open spurious emails, all of those sorts of things. Really important in a power system. And the same in the water system as well. You know, let's not forget we're running a really important water system too. So,
yeah, and we could probably cope without electricity for a few days, but running without water would be a bigger problem, I guess.
Yeah, well, they're a bit symbiotic, really. You know, we need electricity to pump water about, but you're right. You know, water is the stuff of life, isn't it?
And in terms of what you do, what steps are in place? I mean, what do you do to ensure that the grid is as stable as it possibly can be?
Well, we run a sort of typically an N-2 system. You may have heard the words N-1 bandied around Europe because they can't afford to run an N-2. But we, as an island, are a smaller grid with smaller generators, so we run it very conservatively because we've moved away from the days where there were diesel generators only on the island and you would get regular power outages, and we've achieved that by this high level of resilience.
And N-1, N-2, what's that actually mean?
N-1, you can have a large failure and the grid is supposed to go through it. We can have two significant failures and our grid should still stay on.